As you know, Egyptian borders are on fire, Sudan, Libya, and Gaza. So boosting border defense by co-opting tribes on borders is cheaper and better than involving regular armies, which may have frictions with the local tribes and the customs. Already, Mr. Organi and his people were used in fighting the terrorist upsurge in North Sinai. And so this is a continuation of this cooperation between the standing army and this tribal formation. The critics exaggerate the role when compared with the Russian Wagner or the Sudanese rapid deployment force because different armaments. The central government in Egypt is very old and cannot be compared to, with the Sudanese. Also, the arms that they have, the tribes in Egypt are light type. They don't have air defense or drones or any of this type sophisticated weapons. Egyptian tribes historically have always had light arms, not jets, not missiles. The controversy arose because of two factors. One is bad media presentation of the whole project by pro-government media officials, and fears that the modern state is using people with murky past as allies sanctioned by the regime. And so this, of course, alarmed a lot of intellectuals about this kind of cooperation.
Pro-government talk show host Mustafa Bakri, who was appointed as a spokesperson for the new entity, praised the appointed head of the Arab Tribal Union as a hero as he led, as you said, the Union of Sinai Tribes, a pro-government paramilitary group set up in 2015 to support the Egyptian army in battles against a local offshoot of the Islamic State. But some Egyptian commentators describe this union as a rogue entity and an illegal outfit. What's your take on that?
As you know, tribes and Bedouins are only 1% of the population of Egypt, but they are very much located in geographic area on the borders. So this is the importance. So any Bedouin formation contradicts the idea of a modern state. Hence, the alarm sounded by some Egyptian intellectuals who saw this step as a potential decline in the power of the central government by using a tribal structure doing the job of the state, while others saw the whole process is a complementing and continuation of the current situation that happened in North Sinai. And this is why you have this debate between the two sides.
VOA reported last month that a travel agency called Hala, owned by Al-Organi, charged $5,000 per adult to arrange for Palestinians to escape Israel's war on Gaza and cross to Egypt. When Egyptian journalists organized a protest in front of their union, chanting against this practice, the police arrested them. What do you make of that?
There is lack of transparency in Egypt, in Egyptian politics in general. The ranking of press freedom in Egypt is now about 170. Rule of law is also very low, and protests are contained in universities and trade unions. So this arrest of journalists regarding Organi contributed to this general public suspicion of him and his tribal structure. It also confirmed that he must be enjoying strong support from the security establishment, hence they are protecting him. As you know, Sinai cannot be accessed without security clearance, and this man could not have done anything without a green light from the security.